Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to Episode 192.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by FastSimon, a leader in AI-powered shopping optimization for Shopify merchants. You can now engage your customers, boost your sales, and uplift your average order value with advanced search, personalization, merchandising, and discovery functionalities. As a Shopify merchant, you need the best-of-breed apps to differentiate and thrive in today's e-commerce landscape. FastSimon has designed its platform with scalable infrastructure and customization in mind. Their new React UI component library simplifies the integration of AI shopping optimization with headless commerce and custom Shopify e-commerce storefronts. The new library can allow you to increase conversions through speed and AI of its shopping optimization platform, including merchandising, smart collections, search, personalization, visual discovery, cross-selling, upselling, I mean, you name it, all with a few lines of code. As a Shopify merchant, FastSimon understands your needs and offers multiple store views within the same dashboard. Copy settings between stores, manage production, staging, and development stores, role-based access controls, and most importantly, they have 24/7 world-class support. Now, FastSimon has powerful features tailored to the needs of Shopify brands. You can now address your audience's buying intent across different points in the customer journey. Whether your shoppers are browsing or if they have a clear intent to buy, get the tools to move your first-time visitors towards making a purchase by offering a unique buying experience through personalization and visual discovery. FastSimon has also partnered up with Shopify's point-of-sale system, which is actually fantastic for those retailers listening today with an online store and traditional brick-and-mortar locations or even a pop-up shop. They also play nice in ecosystem partners like Klaviyo, Yotpo, Stamped, Facebook, Instagram, so much more. You can even pull unlimited data from about anything in your online store and utilize it in your marketing tech stack. The more data you integrate, the more audience insights and personalization possibilities that you'll discover. Thousands of e-commerce merchants and agencies trust FastSimon as they are a member of the Shopify Plus Certified App Program. You'll get great results, maximum flexibility, and unrivaled time to market. And right now, FastSimon is offering a 14-day free trial for all my listeners. This also includes 30% off for the first 3 months. So check out their website at FastSimon.com. And to take advantage of my listener-only discount and free trial, head on over to ecommercefastlane.com/FastSimon. This is the only app you will need for all of your shopping optimization needs. So go check them out, FastSimon.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, then you're definitely in the right place today. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to 191-ish episodes. There's a lot of great partners in the Shopify ecosystem, and you know they're solving some really unique problems and challenges for brands and helping them, you know, to improve efficiencies and profitably grow revenue and just the holy grail of building lifetime customer loyalty. That's what these partners are doing in our ecosystem. So go back to ecommercefastlane.com and have a look at some of these former guests I've had on the show. Now, in today's episode, I'm excited to have this guest on again, and I'll talk about it why in a minute. Her name is Cooper Harris. She's an entrepreneur, she's a founder, and she's the CEO of a company called Clickly, and that's with a K. So it's K-L-I-C-K-L-Y, Clickly, at clickly.com. And what they are is a data-driven software platform that empowers what's called distributed commerce, you know, almost like paid for performance. It's a very interesting platform. I have many brands that are using them, and that's why I'm having Cooper on the show today. She's emerging as a pivotal figure in the West Coast kind of tech scene. You know, she's been nominated for Google's Young Innovator Award, L'Oreal's Digital Woman of the Year. She won Information Age's Woman in IT Entrepreneur of the Year and was named recently by Adobe as a top thought leader at Cannes. And Cooper is a favorite speaker internationally, all around the world. CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, the Cannes Lions Show, Shop Talk, South by Southwest, Sundance. I mean, there's a list here. It's amazing. Los Angeles Tech Week, London Tech Conference, and so many more. She's a much sought-after speaker, even on this podcast. We're going to discuss a lot of stuff today. I have a little list of questions that I think are really important. She really digs deep into like e-commerce. She's very knowledgeable in retail tech and fintech and fostering women in STEM and, you know, really disrupting the status quo using technology innovation. Has an incredible story. And this is her third visit on the podcast today. So Cooper, welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
I am so excited to be here, Steve. This is fun. I feel like this is an annual thing that we do. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's going to be those, even though you've been on the show now, this is our third visit, there are going to be a handful of people that are listening today that maybe don't know what Clickly does and why you built the platform and some of the problems that you're solving for Shopify brands just to drive net new visitors and acquisition. So able to share kind of, you know, from your own words and your kind of positioning, like what does the platform do for Shopify brands?
Yes, absolutely. So Clickly is a data-driven commerce engine. And what does that mean? Essentially, we drive sales. So we work with top fast-growing brands, D2C brands, to power commission-based customer acquisition. So that means, yes, indeed, we only charge when we drive sales. And we like to think that we are powering the next generation of e-commerce, right? It's performance-based. We have this cool distributed commerce technology that I'll tell you about later. But also, as you can imagine, so this is where kind of the vision and the mission comes in. This is a very appealing model for brands right now, because as we all know, iOS 14 has taken its toll. Advertising, you know, upcoming changes in advertising are going to make it kind of harder than ever for brands to acquire customers. And so I think, and what we hear from our brands, it's really nice to have a purely commission-based option because it takes out a lot of the risk and a lot of these crazy spiking CPAs, which we can get into later. But the point is, brands pay on the value that we're delivering to them. And that is Clickly in a nutshell.
Love it. Now, let's talk about your journey. I know you've shared it a few times in the past, but once again, or just there's a whole new audience of people that are listening today almost a year later since we've last recorded. I think I looked, you were in episode 58, then you're on episode 96, just over a year ago. Now we're at 192, I believe, today. But I just would love to hear your backstory a bit again. And let's talk about you and the founding team a little bit and maybe the desires and the expertises around the platform.
Yes. So as mentioned, you know, we have gone over my backstory, but, you know, in a nutshell, basically, I was a television actor in LA and also New York on Off-Broadway and a bunch of theaters as well. And as a working TV actor, you know, I wouldn't say that it's an obvious pivot to then go and start a technology business, but that is that is what happened. My brother's an engineer, you know, my dad, a serial entrepreneur. And as I was like sitting on set for hours at a time, freezing my butt off in my dressing room, I actually started thinking about business and technology. And I was attending a bunch of hackathons. And I really, frankly, became super excited about it, borderline obsessed. I had a couple business ideas that I wanted to start. So actually, I got written off that show at the time being Young and the Restless. I think, Steve, I bludgeoned someone with a paperweight over the head and went to jail for murder. So my character is still, you know, that's my backup plan, right? I'm in jail on Young and the Restless. But no, I started a couple businesses. Clickly is now the third. And I am very happily and just delightedly in tech and on the innovation side now. Yeah.
Absolutely love it. So let's talk about the evolution, though. So the platform came out, I think originally it was, and that's how I pitched it, like more than a year ago, was kind of this in-ad experience where you're allowing the buy now button. People could actually buy from within your ads that were on these national publications, like digital publications around the world, and really targeted ads, which really were amazing. But I believe the platform has evolved. Well, I know the platform has evolved. So let's talk about Clickly. What has changed over the last year since we last spoke?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's right, Steve. We created this platform with the mission being doing really to help brands compete on an even digital playing field. So these amazing, trailblazing, innovative brands, we want to help them because more and more they're held hostage by like massive platforms that monopolize e-commerce and copy their products and sell their data and all the fun things. So the point of Clickly is to help them compete, but we started out with what you described very astutely. We started with the idea that you could buy a product, a full transaction directly within an ad or other digital interface. So we just wanted to reduce that e-commerce friction, right? I actually had this specific idea when I was on my phone reading an article on HuffPost. I scrolled through and then boom, this ad pops up. And it's the cutest pair of shoes you've ever seen. And I was like, dang it. All right, let's do this. I'm going to buy these things right here, right now. Let's go. And I clicked on the ad and then it took me to like 40 million steps. I got bored and I dropped off. But in that moment, I was like, why do we not have an impulse buy button that allows me to buy within these ads? If the company is smart enough to get me the right product at the right time in front of my eyeballs, why are we making it so hard? So that was where we started. And since then, we've grown just absolutely hugely. Of course, I would never wish COVID on the world or anyone, but it did impact e-commerce in a very positive way. So we've just grown hugely. And we've turned into a massive platform. And we offer a lot more now than, of course, just like the patented technology to buy within an ad. But yeah. So we have a bunch of stuff coming up, which we can get into more. But yes, I think that's fair to say we've grown a much more robust platform now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one topic that comes up quite a bit with the brands, I'd call it an extremely hot topic, is the whole machine learning and AI. And sometimes there's blurred lines between what truly is machine learning and what is artificial intelligence. It's an interesting kind of acronyms, and I think people get them confused a lot. But I think brands want to leverage technology because they want to improve their customer experience. I believe they want to gain more market advantage through personalization and some acquisition strategies. And they think they want to use technology. They want to let the human do what the human does well, but they also want software to do what it needs to do well. So how is Clickly, I'm not putting you on the spot here, but how is Clickly using machine learning kind of in the background to power a lot of these offsite sales?
Yes. Oh, this is the best question. So the key part here is that if your mission is to help brands succeed and compete in this ever-changing, insane world that we're now living in, you have to use, like you said, the most cutting edge tech and the most kind of aggressive algorithmic intelligence that you can. To do that is very expensive, and brands cannot and probably shouldn't try to do it for themselves. So it requires then platforms like us to do it for them. And that is what we've built. So we essentially, I mean, if you envision our mission, which is to, you know, power these risk-free commission-based sales for our brands, we better be freaking good at it, because otherwise we'll lose a lot of money because we're fronting that cost for the brand, right? We go out and we invest in getting our brand's products in front of the online digital landscape for everyone there. And so we have to use smart algorithmic intelligence to make that happen. So in addition to being a good thing to offer, we actually have to have it or our whole business model doesn't work. So what we do essentially is we allow our brands to jump on our platform and have a very seamless, streamlined, easy sign up. But on the back end, we are ingesting the products. We're learning where and who they're a fit for. We're then showing those products at the right time. We're then doing a bunch of regressions and lookups, all algorithmically. No media buyers, right? This is totally automated to make sure that we show their products to people who are going to buy them. And if we don't, by the way, we could lose boatloads of money. We don't, because we're really good at it. But I guess, you know, maybe that gives you a sense of like, we've built an insanely complex backend so that brands don't have to think about it, so they can compete and so they can have access to really what would be Fortune 100 level tech essentially for free, unless it works for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I know it works, like I said, because I have brands that are using it and I know that they're like overjoyed. And so let's pivot a bit over to kind of, I'm going to call it, got a big industry shakeup right now. It's you mentioned already a little bit about the iOS updates and Google and the kind of cookie-less world. And, you know, I had Loris on recently from Omnisend, and he was making a comment that, you know, opens are dead and there's going to be lots of challenges with email now, you know, and then trying to figure out return on ad spend. It's getting extra tricky. So are you able to talk a bit about maybe what you believe these updates mean for Shopify brands? And then how is Clickly handling these updates, giving, I guess, this machine learning aspect that we're just talking about?
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, overall, these are big changes. And if people or brands and marketers aren't across them, I would recommend so incredibly highly that you go educate yourself. There's so much material on them, but these are going to be big and these are going to have an impact. And as you said, it is a major industry shakeup. I think I've heard a lot of the retail folks talking very kind of glibly about their online presence and how they don't know if it'll actually have an effect. Folks, this will have an effect. It already is.
I know it will.
So please like arm yourselves, whether it be with us or a similar performance-based platform that will help you not feel the impact of that roller coaster that we may be about to go on. So all that to say, I'm really pleased to hear that you and Shopify is doing a really good job of like educating the brands because it will be impactful. And I think what it means is no longer can a brand just exist on Facebook. That's just the truth. iOS was a big kick in the pants for everyone, including Facebook to some extent, I think. And, you know, you can't just be on one platform anymore. You have to diversify. And so that would be my first recommendation is get off just one platform. Start looking at your influencer strategy, certainly your email strategy, but again, that open rate, like all of that, there's just diversification is key. And then, you know, I guess kind of a shameless plug, but really, Clickly is weirdly well positioned. We did not plan it this way, but ultimately, because we are commission based, we're the perfect anecdote for a brand because they will not pay unless we drive a sale. And again, we did not plan that. No one could have predicted these updates, but ultimately, I think it's actually positioned us incredibly well. We have now a massive influx of brands coming to us saying, hey, please help us. We need to figure this out. And we can. Because again, for the brand perspective, they just pay the works. And from our perspective, we've had to do a lot to make sure that our data stack works and can actually come out winning in this way. But again, ultimately, all the brand needs to know is that they only pay if it works. And fortunately for us, we've made it work. We are not reliant on third-party cookies, and we have a massive data engine that we've invested in. So we have like almost 100 million consumers that we know and that we follow, and we know that we can get in front of them, all this stuff. So yeah, right. It's a lot.
You know, you're right. I think what's interesting, this conversation comes up quite a bit. We talk about first party data more now. There's a lot of stuff going on inside Shopify. So for those brands that are listening, thinking about this RFM modeling, recency, frequency, monetization strategy, and understanding the cohorts of your active and your at-risk and your churned customers and how you're dealing with them. I mean, that's, and you know this, yours is a performance-based kind of model, commission-based model. But if you're out in the real world trying to acquire net new customers, it's really expensive to do that. And usually you're losing money on the first, even second transaction because you have to think of LTV. There's a lot of things. You might have sales in the front end, but the cost to acquire them, all of a sudden when the accountant gets involved, you all of a sudden you're like, whoa, okay, we're actually not making money or we're breaking even and this is not great. Mm-hmm. We're really forced to have to get into some kind of retention marketing opportunities. Clickly is very unique because you choose the commission structure and the percentage amounts, and obviously the higher the commission, it's all based on average order price and your profitability. Mm-hmm. And move that slider over to the right or to the left that fits your sweet spot of what you're willing to pay Clickly in exchange for an actual conversion. And I think that's a pretty compelling offer because it gives people the chance to say, because some brands are giving 100% of the commission because they know that they're going to get the second, third, fourth sale. They already know that because Clickly gets zero out of the second and onward. It's just the net new visitor that you're impacting right away. And so are you able to just talk a little bit about that, about how brands can choose their own journey, so to speak, about the amount of commission they can give and why?
That's such a cool, I'm glad you bring that up. I take it for granted. I forget that that's the most unique piece of our whole platform.
It is. So, I love it.
So yeah, let's dive in. So when we created the platform, at first, you know, we just knew we had really good data, could streamline and reduce the e-commerce friction and drive great sales, but we didn't price it on a performance basis. But when we did figure out how to, when we hit that huge level of success around predicting who by what, we're like, let's put our money where our mouth is. Let's make this performance-based, but like not click-based, right? Like actual, you only pay when we drive a sale. That's bold. It's aggressive. And we interviewed a bunch of brands, and a lot of them were on Shopify. We asked them, did that sound great? And they're like, yes, please. And they were like, great, what would make it even better? And they all wanted the ability to set their own commission versus, let's say, typical marketplaces where you go on and they're like, hey, here's, you need to pay us 8% for dog products and 15% for electronics or whatever. So we did this crazy thing. We're like, all right, let's literally put the power in the hand of the brand. Let us let them have a lever, a little commission slider, where they can set anything from 1% commission to 100% commission. And doing that, by the way, on the back end is insanely complex because every single brand has multiple campaigns which have different commissions depending on what they're trying to do. But every brand is different and unique. So how in the world could I ask this electronics brand for this commission and assume that another electronics brand would have the same strategy? That's insane.
Right, right. Yeah. And the profitability of that SKU and the average order value and the lifetime value, there's a lot of variables at play here. Absolutely. And it just gives the, you know, the brand to, you know, dip their toes in the pool, so to speak, a little bit and saying, hey, you know what, I'm willing to give 30% of the retail price to, you know, in exchange for a conversion, because you already know the average order value. And then, you know, we have an opportunity to remarket to them into the future for the second and third and then becoming a loyal customer. So I think it's quite interesting that you offer that.
Appreciate that.
Data is important too. So let's maybe, you know, we've been talking a lot about this iOS and Google and cookie lists and all these different things and first party data. And we talked about like this omni-channel, like really not necessarily putting all your eggs in the Facebook basket, which is kind of the way it's been for a while and maybe still is for a lot of brands, but people are seeing the light a bit that there's other opportunities. One is Clickly for sure. And so are you able to unpack a little bit about maybe some importance around data, why it's important for direct-to-consumer brands?
Yeah. So there's a number of reasons it's important. And one of them you already touched on, which is that when you're looking at the LTV of your consumer, obviously you want to look at a lot of data to understand, are they a VIP customer? Are they at risk of churning? All of these things, which we back out naturally within our system to understand that. But if you're a brand not using us, you should do that. And that's one very obvious thing you can do in-house with your data. But here's what's changing. So the third-party cookie, as it goes away, the way you track and segment things will change. And so you need to have your head around that. But here's the fun complicating factor. So no one, even the most expert folks at all the large companies, know what's going to happen because it has not been decided yet. So we assume that the third-party cookie is likely going away. That is pretty much a general consensus, but there's a small chance that it actually won't. Because keep in mind, there are regulators, especially in the UK and other similar spots, where they are actually concerned that if this happens, Google will essentially have a monopoly and it benefits them more than it does others. So there's all this kind of antitrust, anti-competitive concern, which is real and should be there, in my opinion. And again, there's so many factors and we don't want to get into it now, but it is dangerous. You don't want to break the internet and you don't want to put all the power into one company's hands, which would happen if they force Chrome to get rid of cookies, essentially. It is massively anti-competitive. And while Chrome will try to do it, and I think they're doing a really good job at Google trying to balance all these crazy different factors, because they have then the privacy and regulatory folks saying, get rid of the cookies, get rid of the cookies. Anyway, it is a mess and no one knows exactly what's going to happen. What we do know is that first party data is super important. And everyone, for the most part, agrees that whatever solution comes up, whether it be Flox or some universal ID, LiveRamp's ID, whatever it is, it will likely be based on first party data. We use first party data. And ultimately, if you're a brand and you haven't thought through this, what I would say is get that data in order over the next couple months and you'll be in good standing.
Absolutely. I'll make sure I put some links in the show notes too for those that want to dig deeper into what data is available inside Shopify. And there's a lot. There's a lot of data and just how to action that data. I think that's an interesting topic on another episode.
Yeah, exactly. But we can go deep there.
Absolutely. So let's pivot a bit over to competitors in kind of, I call it in the acquisition space. Mm-hmm. I think there is a lot of acquisition focused sort of platforms that are available to Shopify. Merchants. I mean, going directly to Facebook through the Facebook Ads Manager, there's tools to help you figure a lot of things out. You know, you can do just a quick search in the App Store and you can reveal lots of notable partners and solutions, I guess, that are helping acquire net new visitors. But how has Clickly been intentionally different from others? One for sure is the commission-based side of it, but let's dig into more parts of the platform.
Yeah. So one thing that we're really dogmatic about is that we really want to do a good job for all of our customers. Every brand who comes on, we want them to succeed. And also, we do have a lot of demand. So one thing we've done, which I know has annoyed folks, is that to date, we are still, after being almost a couple years now, publicly launched out of beta, we're still invite only. And that just really, for now, is the right move because it allows us to really carefully vet the partnership, make sure we are both a good fit for each other, and make sure that that brand that we bring on has only great things to say about us, right? That's the ideal. So that's right. One thing is that we are invite only. We're a private app. You know, the other thing I would say is that we are very, very automated, meaning we don't drain resources and you don't have to train team members to learn how to use Clickly. And that was really important to us because if we ever get into our tech stack and it's just insanely complex, but we don't expect a brand to know our technology or have to work with it. All we expect a brand to do is build a badass brand that's beautiful and innovative. We want our platform to be insanely streamlined. And so while not every marketer uses it this way, you can actually do a set and forget where you say, hey, I want 30%. Awesome, go. And you can look at it once a week. I would say half of our brands look at it, you know, look at the platform once a week. Can you imagine doing that on a Facebook? It's just very low. Well, you wouldn't want to. It would be a dumb strategy. Yeah. But, you know, but then others, you know, come in daily. They adjust. We have a ton of extra, very sophisticated levers in the back end. You could put different commissions for different types of audiences, new customers versus returning, et cetera. But not everyone does that or needs to. So those are the two main ways we're really different. We're invite only. Certainly we're performance based. And then we're actually a purely automated platform.
Love it. So let's talk about Q4. I mean, back to school, certainly here in the US and Canada and North America has just been happening. You know, this holiday season is literally just around the corner. I'm just curious on kind of what you're recommending Shopify brands do, I guess, in order to prepare for this inevitable e-commerce rush that's going to happen.
Yes, yes. I want Shopify brands to do three things. The first is diversify your channels. Definitely. Like if you're using Facebook, keep at it. Awesome. But I think, I could be wrong, but I expect the CPAs on Facebook to go through the roof. Like I expect them to be way higher than we've ever seen before. And that could be damaging if you're planning your Facebook campaigns according to what you did last year and the margins you had last year. So that's why I think it's really important to get, you know, that influencer campaign set up, Facebook, all your acquisition channels, go hard on really diversifying those. The second thing is clean up your LTV strategy. So your retention strategy, clean it up, figure out how you duplicate all of your email lists, make sure that you've got that retention strategy in place because you're going to be gaining for Q4. You're going to probably be investing in gaining and acquiring a lot of customers in the lead up. And so you need those back end flywheels to work. And the third thing, of course, I'm like, hey, so shameless pitch. I think genuinely you should use Clickly because if we don't work and get you sales, you don't pay anything. So for me, it's like a risk-free way to just like help yourself out this holiday season. Yeah.
Those are great. So diversify your channel. So just more of an omni-channel experience. Clean up your retention strategy so that you're thinking more about like email and SMS and just the flows and kind of automation processes, cart recoveries and browse recoveries and all the things, loyalty programs, all that stuff. Clean all that up so it's ready to go for the holiday season. I'd add that I had someone on the show recently, kind of an email marketing expert. And one of the things that he brought up too, which I thought was quite interesting, was the fact that your welcome sequence and your abandoned cart sequence and thank you and kind of transactional kind of emails that you send out to customers, they have to be different during the holiday season and especially during BFCM than maybe the rest of the season. And the reason why there's more shoppers with, you know, trying to get a share of wallet here, the problem is with more shoppers is that the shopping is going to happen. They say like, I don't know, 80-some% of people are actually spending the bulk of their money for the holiday season during BFCM. And so knowing that, you don't want your cart recovery to have the generic, well, I'm going to send something. Hey, did you lose something in your cart after 24 hours and 48 hour follow-up? No. So he's actually highly recommended. So I'll put a link in the show notes to how you may want to set up your flows, which are automated for the holiday season. Yeah. This is more on the retention side. And then how to do some kind of interesting campaigns with your existing customers over the holiday season. So
I love that, Steve. That's such a good point because like what you're saying is the frequency, the cadence needs to be sped up to meet with the fact that people are going to be spending this huge share of wallet within 3 to 4 days instead of over, 10 months.
See, that's why I have documents in front of me. I'm taking notes, right? Always learning.
We have to
do this. So I'm going to go into a story now. I'm hoping you can share one. I mean, you know, we're marketers, we're entrepreneurs. I mean, I think it's just this education and the inspiration that we get from others, I really think is what helps helps motivate a lot of us, like just change and sharing and stuff like that. And I know you have a lot of stories, even my own brands, but I would love if you could maybe just share a recent journey of a Shopify brand who's made the decision to be on Qlikly. Kind of where were they before Qlikly, and then what happened now because they're on Qlikly?
Yes, I love this. Okay, there are two brands that come to mind. One is a big CPG snack brand that's in the kind of grocery sector and is actually a 100-year-old brand. And they have just absolutely dominated on our platform. But the one I want to tell you about is actually a trending beauty brand. It's currently blowing up on Instagram. And I have actually, I have used their products and I love them. And I am now a dedicated customer. But so basically, this beauty brand got super excited when they looked up performance-based methodologies and saw the key feature that we give, which is the brand being able to set their own CPA, that own unique commission. So we're really excited about that. And that was the moment of entry, if you will. Mm-hmm. So they were like, this is, well, honestly, what they told me, they were like, this is too good to be true. It's probably a scam. And I was like, oh no. Yeah. That's also part of why we're invite only. But we had a discussion and they were a great fit. Their branding was beautiful and they were newer, right? So then there was this moment when they jumped on the platform, they set that commission, right, that they wanted to set. And they worked with one of our growth strategists to make sure that they were set up properly. And they started working with us and it started working for them. And I was so amused because they wrote us an email. They were like, no, this is happening. Like, this is working. And there was a kind of tone of like surprise in their voice, which I found amusing. But thankfully we were able to at least meet or exceed their expectations early. And then when we went, because we do, you know, we do QBRs with our brands and we ask for feedback consistently. They had about a $25 blended CPA and they had seen it go up and down and up and down, and they couldn't ever establish a cadence of customer acquisition that was predictable. And it was really annoying for them and difficult. So of course, on our platform, that's locked and they hit that $25 CPA again and again and again. And over a couple months, and it grew with them. And so they were very pleased. And we had a whole conversation where they were like, look, you know, we're smart marketers. They're very sophisticated, by the way. Okay. They're like, we run all the metrics. We know all the data. And yet, because your platform is so simple, we're like, we're so relieved. Like, it's so easy. Even though we can do all the math, it's like we can do all that math on the other platforms that require it. It's such a blessing that this is so simple. And so for me, it was fun to hear like that almost relief. Not that they couldn't run the data, they could, but just that they didn't feel that crazy need of like, where is all this data coming from? What are the numbers stacking out to, et cetera. And that was really nice. It was validating for me. And they grew, gosh, probably 3x in the first 3 to 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It was impactful. Wow. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love the predictability. You use the word predictable and repeatable. I think that's really interesting because when you're trying to get under a target or a blended CPA, I think you're right. It's all over the map. But if you can make it predictable and repeatable month over month, week over week, I think that's a really fantastic business model.
Yep. And your investors will be happy too.
Yes, absolutely. So let's talk about the future for Qlikly. Obviously, I mean, like I said, we're going to have a pact here to make sure that we're on every year.
Yes.
Just to talk about innovation and kind of what's been going on. But I understand there's been some investment in the platform to kind of help expand engineering and marketing and all that kind of stuff. So let's talk a little bit about that. And then maybe any North Stars, I guess, for the remainder of the year and into 22, like where's Qlikly going to lie and where are they going?
Yeah. So you're absolutely right. First and foremost, we've invested a huge amount into growing the platform, the capabilities, upgrading our pretty robust data engine now. I mean, it is comparative to even a year ago. We're like 4 or 5 times farther along than we expected. Oh, wow. Yeah. And part of that was because, you know, COVID did change consumer buying behavior and steer it online, right? But with the upcoming challenges that are facing brands, those platforms, you know, that I mentioned where they're selling the data, copying the products, and not now being able to track things like we've been able to in the past, we really feel like it's more important than ever to like step up and fulfill this mission where we can help these brands compete, because it will be harder. And so that's why we feel this like extra need to drive all of this extra added innovation and growth. We're doing two things I think are really interesting. I mean, this is pretty obvious, but for the rest of 2021, you know, we're just making sure that we're delivering for our brands and any new brands. We typically don't allow brands on like late into Q4. We really like to get everyone in. Actually, you know, October is really the month where we're getting all those folks in. But on the brand and customer side, we're launching a cool beta, which I'm very excited about. So if any of the listeners want to check out our beta, it's called the Clickly Discovery Beta. And this is how can we help fuel product discovery and customer acquisition from people who've never even heard of your brand and maybe don't have even a sense of what it does, right? Totally cold, like no education. And finding those pockets, those niches of potential super fans who have no clue about what your product does or is, and activating them, that's this new beta coming out. It's totally machine-driven and algorithm-driven, of course. The other big thing we're launching, so that's the main exciting one for the brands, right? Mm-hmm. For the partners and agency side, we are actually about to roll out a new agency program. So I don't know how many agencies you have listening.
Lots.
But okay then. So yeah, I guess this is then a shameless plug for this agency program. But you know, we're still early in it, so we're able to like be super flexible and accommodating. We have some really fun partner initiatives and partner agreements that we can roll out to interested agencies. So I would say those are the two biggest things coming up.
Love it. I love the discovery beta. So you're right. I mean, my wife makes comments, you know, currently like with a lot of retail, we have some two young kids, 5 and 7. Sometimes it's difficult when a lot of the traditional larger retailers have kind of closed shop and either wholly online. Being in Canada, there's even less kind of availability. And she's like, I just don't want to shop at Gap and Old Navy, like, or Carter's. Like, that's not what we want. Like, we're looking for more independent brands and higher quality. How do you find them? Well, a little bit, maybe Instagram searching, maybe by hashtag, but that's a starting point maybe just to discover some, but it sounds like you're onto something because that's what I know my wife is dying for, trying to figure out what else is out there right now in children's clothing that is not the traditional kind of sweatshoppy mass marketed kind of stuff.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yep.
So love it. Love it. So we are nearing the end of the show for today. And you know, you've shared a lot of knowledge bombs, a lot of insights, but is there anything that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, I think just timing wise, it's really important before Black Friday is here, do everything earlier than you think you should. So the number one thing, so that's just across the board, start actioning for Black Friday ASAP if you haven't already, and hopefully you have. But the first thing is I would really look into what are the performance-based platforms you can action, right? What can you activate? Not just Clickly. Clickly, I obviously think is a great one because I built it, but you know, I really think any performance basis that you can gain prior to Black Friday, you need to do, and sooner than later, because it takes some time usually to learn. So you need to get that learning in, like 2-3 weeks of learning before Black Friday hits to really get the best out of it. And so that kind of falls into that diversification too. So expect to pay more on Facebook, perhaps, just so you can and you don't get surprised. Yeah, I mean, I really think those are the two. And then, you know, buckle down and enjoy the ride because it's going to be really fun and maybe different this year than ever. Yeah.
I'd add one more thing. And those are great. Yeah. Starting early and performance-based kind of diversification. I think you're definitely onto something. I would also add that I believe your post-purchase experience, just because of the amount of sales that are going to happen, because there's the share of wallet, the amount of buyers that are going to be out there in the marketplace spending money 100%. People know to shop early, but that also brings a little bit of like debt as far as the support side, because there's some variables of shipping and fulfillment and delivery times and lots of other, you know, interesting things and sellouts and all that. Having a great platform to manage your customer support through chat and multi-channel environment is something I'd highly recommend you consider.
Love that. And also, Steve, then if I'll add, a lot of people go crazy on acquisition during Black Friday, right? Make sure you have those retention funnels set up properly and that you're capturing that data in a way that is clean and doesn't acquire like, I don't know, like kind of data debt, like technical debt where you actually can't use them in the future.
Exactly. So how can people learn more about Clickly since it's still a private kind of invite only beta almost? Just maybe you can share some details of where we can learn more about it and then maybe some opportunity here for the listeners.
Absolutely. So the way to discover us, get a demo, learn more, go to brands.clickly.com. And brands is spelled like the plural of brand. Clickly is KLICKLY.com. And Steve, I'm assuming you'll put a link somewhere. Uh-huh. But the key here is that when you go to brands.clickly.com, we have an intake form, which is, you know, why you think you might be a good fit. You'll tell us your vertical and then we'll let you know if it's worth a conversation because we're thoughtful of everyone's time. But if you do that in the referral, please put e-commerce Fastlane. because inevitably, Steve, the brands and marketers who come through your podcast are some of the most educated and successful folks that we see. So please do put that in there for sure.
100%. That's great. And one thing too, I'll add is I'm also a subscriber to your blog. I mean, I know you have a lot of thought leader articles and stuff. Are you able to share some details about Beyond TV, the Spotlight, and just your blog in general?
Yeah, absolutely. So our blog has kind of our latest thinking around changes in the industry, best practices, tips and tricks, hacks, all that good stuff. Yeah, we recently did a really fun interview with Beyond TV. They hit about 10 million households a month, and we are working on some really cool content with them to feature brands. So again, if brands are interested in being featured on a TV Spotlight, like, they should definitely go to brands.clickly.com and hit us up and let us know that that's of interest.
All right. Just like Shopify, right? Just inspiring and making a path kind of easy for entrepreneurship. And I know that's one of the claims of fame with Shopify right now, is just having their media company and just all the production they're doing on Netflix and just through our YouTube channel. And it's just pretty amazing. So kudos to you. Kudos to the team and stuff like that. I just want, you know, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's very, very clear to me that, you know, Clickly is definitely in tight alignment with wanting to help Shopify, just these brands, just grow their revenue. And just, you have a very unique and very effective performance ad model. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that that's what Clickly is all about. Like, I'm not here necessarily just to pitch the product either. I have firsthand knowledge that I know it works. And so I suggest that, because it's a commission-based opportunity, that really the risk is more on Clickly's side to execute and to have the right ads in front of the right people on the right digital platform. And so it's worth a test. Links will be in the show notes. Thanks again for coming on the show for the third time. And have yourself a wonderful day.
Thanks, Steve. It was absolutely my pleasure. Can't wait to do it again next year.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Take care.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Fast Simon, a leader in AI-powered shopping optimization. Its revolutionary platform uniquely integrates shopper, behavioral, and store signals for an e-commerce search, strategic merchandising, and optimized shopping experiences that dramatically increase conversions and average order value. Engage your customers, boost your e-commerce sales, and uplift your average order value with advanced search and merchandising functionalities. And as I mentioned, right now, Fast Simon is offering a 14-day free trial for all my listeners. This also includes a special bonus of 30% off for the first 3 months. So go check out their website, fastsimon.com. And to take advantage of these offers, my listener-only bonus and free trials, head on over to ecommercefastlane.com/FastSimon. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.